As the bell fades, and as we prepare to meditate, it's so valuable to take a few moments to remember why we're meditating. Of course, it's valuable to know what we're doing, but why we're doing it is so important. So I invite you to take a moment to set your motivation for meditating. Those of you with a bodhisattva practice or other refuge practices, taking a moment to set your motivation. Those of you without such practices, I like to set a motivation to be clear that this specific practice is the antidote to an obsessive, compulsive, busy mind. And if practiced regularly, it empowers one to no longer be a prisoner of every thought, worry, impulse, or desire that arises. It empowers one to have a choice to be present, to choose what we attend to and how we attend to it, in essence, some free will. So maybe that could be a motivation to establish the ability to have a little free will and choice in your own life. But whatever your motivation, I invite you to take a moment to set that as we prepare. And let's begin by just taking a little time to ground, to become aware of the body's contact wherever it's making contact, a floor, cushion, chair, maybe your hands or arms touching, just wherever there's sensations of contact, becoming aware of those sensations of contact. And let your awareness just descend and settle into these areas of contact. Lately, I've been visualizing like a cloud coming to settle into a mountain valley, spreading out, letting your awareness just settle in like that, resting your awareness in the solidity of your body. Nowhere to go, nowhere to be. Just be aware. Having taken a little time to ground, I invite you now to Just join me in checking in with our bodies to relax and release any tension or tightness that we might be carrying. Oh, brief body scan. Invite you to begin by becoming aware. The crown of your head, I like to focus on an area about the size of a quarter. See if I can be aware of the sensations there. Then let's just gently guide our awareness down through the body, letting the awareness become a soothing balm that melts away any tension it finds along the way. Beginning with the crown of the head, just letting it flow down to your chin. In the process, relaxing the forehead, letting it be open, spacious. Relaxing the cheeks, jaw, lips, softening. Let that soothing balm now flow into your neck and shoulders. And from the left shoulder, let that awareness flow down first to the elbow, then from the elbow to the wrist, from the wrist to the fingertips, relaxing, releasing any tension. And from the right shoulder, down the right arm to the elbow, to the wrist, to the fingertips. Bringing your awareness back into your upper torso. Once again, just checking in with the shoulders, square, relaxed, open. Then guiding your awareness down the shoulders, eventually down to the waist and into your hips. And from the waist down the left leg. First to the knee, then to the ankle, and then to the toes. In from the waist down the right leg. The same order to the knee, to the ankle, to the toes. Now let your awareness expand. Let it fill the entirety of your body, right out to the edges. Let your body be a body of awareness. And just rest there for a few moments. And then when you're ready, I invite you to shift your attention to the breath and let the breath become the object of your meditation, the focus of your attention. As always, just let the breath be natural. No need to interfere. Body knows how to breathe. Just be an observer, a witness, attending to, aware of the sensations of breath as it enters and exits your body. Each breath a new moment, each breath a new opportunity to be present. Remember, if you notice your mind has wandered, no problem. It's just becoming mindful. Just relax, release the thoughts, and return to the breath. When you're ready, I invite you to bring your awareness forward now. Hurries, no worries. Nice to transition smoothly, gently.